Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
2-9 the game.
Hit today. Spencer Arrighetti took a no-hitter into the ninth. Excuse me, eighth.
That is deep out to left center field. It keeps going, and it is gone. Into the bullpen. Off the bat of Jorge Soler. Atlanta with the early lead.
Well, he can hit the ball. Why can't he catch it? Jorge Soler with the...
Golly. Keep the good man. You know what? No, man. Keep the good vibes going. I ain't going to let you do that.
He got such a terrible jump on that ball right field. He can't track it in right field.
Looks like he's moving in slow motion.
Yep.
Well, the same thing goes.
He's like a step slow, his recognition. It's not lack of effort. He's not tracking it.
Who was it? Who was it that hit the ball that me and you were talking about? Manuel Margot.
Yeah.
Should have had in left field. It was kind of, he jumped and it kind of hit in his glove. And
Luke Williams
hit the ball. It kind of goes in his glove and goes out. Now, granted, it's a tough catch, but you look at it and go, eh, major league outfielder. Probably 9 times out of 10
make
should
that
get
catch,
that,
but
especially
that
when it's like in the webbing, you know?
I mean, that ball off of Luke Williams' bat, that big double in, what was that, the seventh inning when the Braves broke the tie?
It was
like a 2-iron / slider. it's going to move in a certain way because he hit it so hard.
Yeah, it just kept coming in, it felt like, on him, and he just got his hands around. That was a weird inning to me because Sell gives up the run, right, and in the bottom of the sixth, and he's technically still the pitcher of record, and Ozuna is on first, and Olson hits that gapper, and Ozuna starts running, and you see him look, and you see his cheeks fill up, and he blows out a gust of air, and then takes this big breath, and he just starts chugging. He looked like a locomotive.
Yeah,
coming
the run
down
was called
tracks.
Back, though. There's a flag thrown for delay of game watching him run around the bases.
You know what it looks like when I watch Ozuna? And granted, I am not fleet of foot. I was not built for speed. I watch Ozuna run the bases, and I swear it looks like he's doing a drill in beach sand, you know, like watching Rocky, where his legs feel like they're moving faster than he's actually going. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not watching him going, God, it looks like he's just supposed to be going faster than he is, yet he's not moving very far with each stride.
But the funny thing was, is I don't know if you guys caught this, they pan over to the bullpen, I mean, not the bullpen, but the dugout, and after they got done with all of the Travis Darnot fanning him off because...
He was making fun of Travis for circling the bases on
Friday
night.
Yeah, so. But when they got through all of that nonsense, you know, fun stuff, nonsense, whatever you want to call it, and then he walks by Chris Sale, and Chris Sale stands up and gives him
a hug, man. Yeah,
and he's
man.
Like, hey, yeah, I know what you just did. And that's the thing.
You helped me get a W.
Well, that's the thing that we don't talk about enough is those are two leaders in that clubhouse that you don't talk about enough. And Chris Sale leads by example, by the way he competes. And guys feed off that, And I'm not saying Ozuna wouldn't have ran hard, that hard for anybody else. That's not what I'm saying.
Yep.
But it's a hell of a lot easier to run through a wall like for a guy like Chris Sale than it is some other people, you know?
Well, let's hear from Snit on his ace left-hander.
It was good to see the, you know, how Chris, you know, finished his outing, get him those runs so he gets that win, man. That's really good because he pitched his rear off. It's kind of to me why that guy's a front runner for the Cy Young, because that's not the first time he's done that. I've seen when we won a game 1-0 in San Francisco when he had first and third and nobody out in the first inning and they didn't score, you know. So he's unbelievable when he's gets his back to the wall like that, how he, you know, reaches back and can find a way to get out of it. I mean, that's why he's got 15 wins.
Well, he also survived that bases loaded one out in the fourth inning as well.
Yeah, the only sad part about watching him last night is understanding that he won't be part of the Phillies series because you wish you had him right to kind of square up with those guys.
And we got Jekyll Hyde, Charlie Morton tonight.
Yeah, and
but you're going to get him no matter what. Would you? I mentioned this yesterday, Rob. I want to get your take real quick before we get mic'd up. Would you have pushed Sale back? Would you have brought up Ian Anderson for one game against the Twins in a series you've already won? Now, look, every game is important right now. I understand that. But would you have pushed him back a start just to get him, A, an extra day of rest, and B, in the Phillies series?
Maybe. But you've got to have the Phillies number this year, though, big time.
Yeah.
You're 6-3 against them. Your ERA's in the twos, so.
And you got the game anyway. You got a game on them anyway, so it kind of – it proved the importance of that game after what happened to them against the Astros yesterday.
Yeah, you don't ever want to screw anybody like that like I did this fellow this morning. For the encounter we had this morning – you probably don't even realize what happened. You're probably asleep right now, my friend, because of what you were going through. So follow me here as we go through my morning. Because as soon as this happened and I got back in my truck and I started to head to work, and we're talking about 4:30 a.m. this morning, I was like, man, I have such a heavy conscience, such a guilt on what is happening. All right, so I wake up this morning, got a leftover biscuit in the fridge. I'm like, man, that thing is on target. We talked about high school breakfast this morning, Rob. Grab what you want to on the way out the door and eat it on the way to work. All right, so that was my plan. All right, I needed to stop and get some coffee, as I do every morning, at the local gas station up on the corner. I like to get it. It wakes me up to walk in there every morning and get a cup of coffee. So as I'm headed to the local gas station, take a bite of my biscuit, extremely cold, to the point where it was like almost just one step below freezing. All right.
A hockey puck.
So I walk in. I'm like, you know what? Man, I'm going to take the biscuit in here, and I'm going to use one of these gas station microwaves. I got a couple of microwaves that sit on the counter. I was like, I'm going to warm my biscuit up, which I never do. All right? It's not something that I ever, you know, ever go about. So I'm like, I'm going to warm my breakfast up here in this microwave. Well, I walk in. I open the first microwave, and there's a cup of ramen in it. And I was like, oh, somebody left the ramen in here, right? So then I close that one. And I go on to the second microwave, and I open it up, right? I'm throwing my biscuit in there. I'm like, let me get this thing, you know, kind of heated up as I go about my morning. I throw it on, like, you know, 20 seconds. I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to let this thing hum for a minute. Oh, yeah, I forgot my water bottle, right? You guys see me hit my water bottle right here on the countertop. All right, so I was like, oh, man, let me jog over there and get it. As I'm jogging to get the water bottle, this young man comes out of the bathroom in the back.
Oh, no.
All right? Now, he has an odor that we would all pick up. All right, we would all pick up on. He has this odor coming off of him.
Not one of those people.
I think he had shades on, right, you know, at this point. And I think he also was about to buy some Black and Milds behind the counter. That's a story for another day. But he was obviously quite excited about his ramen, right? So as I'm getting my water bottle, here's what I hear.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
So this man's looking at his cup of ramen in this other microwave. And he's like, man, somebody hit the pause button.
Hold up.
I'm a microwave.
Wait a minute.
Aww.
Right? So I walk past him. I'm like, hey, excuse me, man, to get to my to get to my biscuit in the other microwave. And he's just staring at me like, man, what happened? I don't know what's going on here. I'm just walking about my business. I'm like,
man, you screwed his whole morning up.
I go up to the counter. I can still feel him looking at me, man. He's like stirring heavily, Dude, he's heavily stirring. Right. He is quite clearly in another zip code mentally right now because he is like, dude, I was so excited about this ramen. I'm paying for my water bottle. I got my warm biscuit and my cup of coffee, man, and I'm about to walk out a happy man. And I look back at this guy with the utter state of depression across his face.
Wait a minute.
Over the fact that he went up to this gas station, had to obviously, you know, go to the restroom for just a minute, but left this ramen, just thought it was going to cook. And at one point on my way out, I noticed that there was still a minute 20 left on the microwave that I accidentally opened and closed.
Did you not know it was running?
No, I didn't know it was running.
There's How do you not know a microwave's running?
There's loud music playing in this gas. I can't even explain.
The light wasn't on the microwave?
It's on the counter.
You haven't had your coffee yet.
Yeah, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh,
I'm barely awake. This
you're in the wrong.
If you're out there, man, if you're out there, I just want to open up a sincere pathway of apologies. Like I said, you might have went home and gone to sleep, but I can only imagine the frame of mind you're in a gas station. You're trying to get ramen. You got your shades on. You're also buying a Black and Mild, and you were probably so excited at 4:30 a.m. to get that ramen down the hatch, and yet I threw a curveball in your morning, man.
That's
and
the
that's
one
on
thing
me.
He wanted on this planet at
he
that
did.
Particular moment.
He did, man.
That's
I'm
a weird,
so sorry.
It's a weird combo that part of the night, ramen
yeah,
at 4:30.
Yeah, it really is.
But I'm starting to think that his odor was maybe he went puff, puff, pass in the bathroom. And then that's why the ramen makes sense.
I tried to allude to that. Obviously, maybe didn't get there. You thought the odor was something else.
Yeah, I thought he just stunk. I can't stand.
Dropped the bomb,
he had a
man.
Fog coming yeah. off of him, coming out of the bathroom.
I thought he hadn't heard a right guard yet. You know, that's what I was thinking.
He had a certain cloud around him. Get those Black and Milds. He was like, I'm going for round two.
Well, that's when it hit me. He said shades, Black and Milds. I was like, oh, my man went toke-toke in there. That's what happened.
That's what I do, and he was like, ramen, yes! Oh, no, what happened? Oh, man, I'm so sorry, dude.
Well, Zero Res could get that smell out of that bathroom. Smart, lasting, clean. That's what this hour is brought to you by. Zero Res, again, a smart, lasting, clean. 404-726-0929. Who deserves a wake-up call? Who deserves one? Oh, by the way, Russell Wilson, named starter of the Steelers, Taylor Heineke, now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers.
What do you think about those moves?
Wake up call is next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.